Thank you. Mr. Secretary General, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished participants, I would like to thank the UN Secretary General, António Guterres, for holding this timely event and for the efforts to establish a dialogue with the current authorities in Afghanistan in order to avoid the worst-case scenario in the country. Ukraine is committed to providing assistance to all those who need it in these difficult circumstances. Following the escalation of the situation in Afghanistan in mid-August, six evacuation planes were flown from Afghanistan to Ukraine, returning more than 600 Ukrainians, their families, foreign journalists, international human rights defenders, and others. Ukraine is deeply concerned about the reported violations of human rights across the country. We stress that those who exercise effective control must respect their obligations under international humanitarian and human rights law and guarantee the protection of Afghan citizens as well as foreign nationals. We underline the importance to preserve and build on the political, economic, and social progress made by the Afghan people in the last two decades. All necessary measures should be taken to uphold human rights and fundamental freedoms for all, including women and girls. At the Kyiv Summit of First Ladies and Gentlemen, held on 23rd August at the initiative of First Lady of Ukraine, Olena Zelenska, a joint statement was adopted on the need to protect women, children and families in conflict situations. And particular emphasis in that statement was made on the situation of Afghanistan. We call for a safe and unhindered humanitarian access for humanitarian actors to ensure that the assistance reaches the affected population. We express our support to those neighboring countries with Afghanistan who have been most affected by the recent events and need international solidarity to overcome the emerging challenges. Sustainable peace in Afghanistan is a key for ensuring peace in the whole region. The international community should provide unwavering support to the efforts towards a durable solution of the crisis in Afghanistan. We hope that this high-level meeting will provide the necessary impetus to address the humanitarian and other challenges posed by the evolving situation in Afghanistan. I thank you.